Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
Good afternoon, I'm Josh Laskowski, filling in for Diane Ducey.
And we've got a guest on the phone with us, as we do every week, this time when he's not traveling for business in Australia like he was last week.
We're talking about Mr. Q?
We're talking about Q from Entertainment for the Rest of Us. How are you, Q?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Wonderful. I'm
good.
So glad, Mr. Busy Busy, Mr. Travel World Traveler, that you have time for us this week.
Did I hear Australia?
Yeah, no, it was, I would have loved to call you from down under, but I was on a plane during our regular meeting time last week.
Jealous.
Did you, was there a meal or something that you loved the most? What was your most, I know it was more business than pleasure, but is there one great memory you took away from your first trip to Australia?
Yeah, I had one day to kind of see the sights of Sydney, and what I did is they have a tower there, the Sydney Tower, and I did what they call a skywalk, where they harness you and you walk around the tower, and I enjoyed that. And then after that was done, I took a walk down to the Opera House and checked that out from the outside. So that was kind of my day of sightseeing.
You gotta do the Opera House.
Sydney.
Well, that's awesome. Well, wonderful. And Q is our entertainment guy. You can find him online. You can just Google Entertainment for the Rest of Us. On Twitter, it's Ent for the Rest. And also on Facebook, Entertainment for the Rest of Us. You can fan their page. And every week, you give us some entertainment to go look, to go watch in either the movie theater and DVD. And I think we're going to hit on two movies in the theaters this time.
Yeah, we're going to head on to them. First, let's start with the movie Thor. This came out last Friday. This is one of the superhero type of movies that are coming out. I think there's seven of them that came out this year, or six that will be coming out here in 2011. And Thor is the one to start off the summer season a little bit, you know, here in May. And let me tell you, my co-partners on the show, they really, really enjoyed it and thought it was really great. And one of our guys is a huge comic book fan. He runs his own comic book site and all this other kind of stuff. And he thought they did a great job of the whole genre of Thor. Out of the three of us, I was the only one that didn't enjoy it.
Really? what didn't you enjoy?
Well, see, for me, Thor is the god of thunder, right? So he's
I
a
had
god.
No idea. I guess I should ask you, for those of us who don't know these things or aren't in the comic book world, because that's one thing that's great about Entertainment for the Rest of Us. You guys, you explain entertainment for the regular folks like us who are like, what? I don't get it.
It looks really
dark.
Yeah,
exactly. So we try and come from that regular guy perspective, if you will, since it's a bunch of us guys on the podcast anyways. But Thor is actually a superhero who is from another realm, and he was put upon the earth to kind of, as a punishment from his father, to say, okay, here, you are way too arrogant. Go down and kind of learn some manners, and you're banished from our realm.
So he was spoiled, a golden spoon boy, and and dad said,
not gonna happen.
Exactly. So that's what happened. So he's here on Earth now in this human form, and kind of discovers that maybe I'm not so slick after all. And that was the difficulty that I had with a lot of the other superhero movies that are out there. They're usually, you know, humans for the most part, going through some kind of transformation, and then these powers come from within type of idea. And Thor is a god, right?
Okay.
And he's put on this earth, and then he, you know, saves us from other ungodly or unearthly, I should say, not ungodly, unearthly objects that are put down here by his brother and what have you.
You got to be kidding me. So is it younger or older brother that...
It's a younger brother, and, you know, he's got that sense of jealousy going on, so it's got that classic type of story in it in that sense. But for me, it's just the fact that he's not human, and that he's a god, he already has these powers. It's like, I kind of like the story where, you know, these us humans get transformed into some way to find these powers, like with the Spider-Mans, and
who plays
I'm looking forward to the Green Lantern coming and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I got to give Chris...
Hang on, one more time. I didn't have the appropriate button pushed in, and that's why...
Who is playing Thor in the movie and Thor's brother?
Yeah, so the individual in this is Natalie Portman plays the love interest. Chris Hemsworth, who happens to be an Aussie himself, plays Thor.
Okay.
And I have to give Chris a ton of credit for playing the role really well, because I really, really disliked the Thor character in the beginning because he is very arrogant. So give Chris Hemsworth, you know, all the credit in the world for doing such a great job on that. Hmm. And then the individual who plays his brother, which is, the name is Loki, is the brother's name, and that is played by Tom Hiddleston.
Okay, so
who plays that.
What role does Anthony Hopkins have in this movie?
He plays the father, Odin.
Oh.
He plays the father of Loki and Thor.
Okay, okay. All right.
Yeah. And then, so he's the king of Asgard is the name of their realm.
It looks really dark, like the whole movie.
Yeah, stylistically, the movie's fantastic, Josh. I really enjoyed the way it looked, and I like the elements that they brought in from previous superhero movies, because they're building up to this Avengers movie coming out, and Thor is going to be one of these Avengers.
Okay.
So you get to see Agent Coulson, who you've seen in Iron Man before.
Sure.
As well as in bits of, like, the Last Hulk and what have you. So that's coming on here.
Hmm.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
So, and again, this is one that the kids could go see this week. It's going to be rainy this weekend, so going to the movie theater would be perfect.
Yeah, this is PG-13, so it has some of those elements that of the violence that superhero movies have, but it's nothing really severe, like really bloody or anything like that, so you're okay there. I think the kids would be fine at this one.
Okay.
I have a prediction, Q. The next movie you're going to talk about is not going to be Bridesmaids, which is a new one out this weekend, right?
No, it's not, although I'm kind of interested in it. It's going to be like the chick flick of The Hangover, maybe, so I might go check it out anyway.
I think so.
Really? Yeah. I haven't even... I'm so out of touch. I always have to, you know, go to Q's website, Entertainment for the Rest of Us, so that I know what the heck's going on. They talk about movies. They talk about TV shows. You guys talk about everything, and if it weren't for you, I wouldn't know anything except for the TV shows that I already watch.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the season finale tonight of Shark Tank.
Oh,
Shark Tank.
Which is a show that George and I should be watching because we're, you know, entrepreneurial. We've got our business.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all about businesses throwing out their pitches, right?
Yep. Check them out on Hulu, Mary Lynn. You'll be able to catch them up on there. So.
Oh, and that's free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what channel is Shark Tank on and what time?
It's a ABC, I believe. So.
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah, whatever.
That would be channel number 8, I believe, if you have Comcast.
There you go.
All right. And what time is that on, do you know?
It's usually the first, 7 o'clock central.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Because
I bet it's good. I bet it's good. They pitch all these. It's like a Willie Mays kind of thing, or a Billy Mays kind of thing, right?
Almost. It's really entrepreneurs coming in for funding, and the sharks are the ones who are actually trying to finance these individuals.
Cool.
Like Jeff Foxworthy's on there now, right?
He was on one episode, yeah.
Okay. So these guys with money will say yay or nay to people and their ideas.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's talk about one more movie that you recommend folks go out to the theaters to see this weekend, and it's one that you're really excited about, Q.
Yeah, this has been out for 2 weeks now, and a couple of weeks ago, Josh and I kind of talked about it.
Yep.
This is Fast Five. This movie is all about eye candy.
Well, this has Dwayne Johnson in it and Vin Diesel.
Exactly, and then you have Jordana Brewster, and then you have Chris Ludacris Bridges in it.
And then you have all the cars, right, that are beautiful to look at alone.
Exactly, and you got the automobiles, and then you got all... So Fast Five is basically a culmination of all the previous Fast and Furious movies. So it takes this whole canon of Fast and Furious and kind of ties it up in a nice little bow. And what's really interesting is I watched this movie actually in Sydney. I saw it on that Monday when I was down there, and they're calling it Fast and Furious 5 down there, but here in the U.S. it's called Fast 5.
Okay. That's interesting that they do that in different, that they're calling it a different name in a different country.
Yeah, they're promoting it with that Fast and Furious title still down there. And up here we're just sticking with the Fast 5 because, you know, I guess we get tired of old titles. I don't know.
Huh.
Those promotions people understand that better than I do.
Yeah. whatever they're thinking, we don't know, but okay.
Exactly. So basically what this is you got Vin Diesel, who plays Dominic Toretto. He's the kind of leader. And then you got Paul Walker, who's playing Brian O'Connor, who is the now ex-government CIA individual who's on the run with all these individuals, and they want to pull one last job because they want to stop running and they want to just, live their lives free under different names or whatever it takes. So they basically go up against a big drug lord in Rio, Bees and Arrow. So
okay.
It sounds like it's a good plot opposed to just a bunch of action with no plot.
Yeah.
So it definitely has the plot line. And what's great is the trailers that are out there don't give away all the really good scenes that happen.
Cool.
They tease them, which is the right idea of a trailer, but you don't get to see the full effect of all the really fantastic scenes that they have. And there's a lot of storyline, a lot of character development in this one, which is, you don't kind of expect that from these Fast and the Furious type of movies. But
okay.
This, by far, is the best Fast and Furious movie that they've had out of the five of them.
Again, rated PG-13. But let me ask you this, since this is all about action, when is the best time to go to the bathroom in this one? Because you don't want to miss anything.
That's a good question.
You don't. You stay through the whole thing, even during the slow parts, because that's when the story's being developed, and the dialogue between the individuals it just brings you in. And it's one of the best fight scenes that I've seen in a long time between Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Ooh, cool.
Okay, did they set it up at the end for another Fast and Furious movie to come out?
They did a fine job of doing that, so yes, I imagine this does really well in the box office, which it is. At the very end, after the credits, so you have to stay through the credits to see it, but they do set it up for another Fast and Furious movie of some sort.
Okay, great tip. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I hate to go because we have to, but boy,
understood.
Thank you so much, Q. And again, find Q online, Entertainment for the Rest of Us, and your show Sunday starts at what time?
That is 5 o'clock Central.
All right, thanks, Q.
Thanks, Q.